This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. You finally did it. Abducting, kidnapping a 4-year-old little girl. You didn't even know what her name was. It didn't matter. All you cared about was her body. Raping her body, touching, molesting, raping her mind. In that moment, sure, she was a little girl, but you didn't care about anything else. And do you remember how shy she was? How interesting that was, and that she really didn't fight against you. I guess that's what makes kids hot, you know, forcing sex on children so young, is they don't fight back too much at first. Too dumb to know any better. Too dumb to know that she shouldn't be with a man, a stranger, who wants to molest and rape her. She was actually very eager to please, had manners to you, her pedophile rapist. And do you remember the first time that you kissed that 4-year-old? She had no idea how to kiss, but you leaned down and started French kissing her like you would an adult. Forcing your tongue in her soft little mouth. How shocked she was. You could feel her tense up when your tongue violated her mouth. Your tongue moving all inside her 4-year-old mouth. And how interesting it was that reluctantly she started kissing back without you even having to say anything. It's like she knew that she should be doing the same thing, pushing her little tongue into your mouth. And I'm sure you remember the taste of that little girl's saliva on your mouth, how it fueled your pedophile lust. And I'm sure you remember the first time you caressed her body, just starting innocently on her arms, touching her little fingers, moving your fingers up her forearm, up her upper arm, how soft she was, how she kind of smelled like a mixture of sweet sweat, strawberries, and baby lotion. And she was so hairless. Even those arms were enough to just make you hard as a rock. And then you started caressing her face, admiring how she looked like a little baby doll, your little 4-year-old rape victim. Feeling softly against her neck, moving down her flat chest, pushing your hands up her shirt, feeling her soft little belly, how cute her little puppy fat was on her tiny little belly, going up to her chest, admiring with your fingers, how you could feel just that little tiny, itty bitty nipple harden when your fingers moved against it. And I'm sure you remember how she tried not to be so ticklish, especially when your hand moved up her shirt. How she squirmed and giggled, a little 4-year-old giggling from her molester. She had this mixture of fear, brave, and giggles. She didn't know how to act, did she? But you were going to take your time, slowly pulling down her little shorts, taking her shirt off. She hated it. She didn't cry. She didn't whine. But she looked uncomfortable. Like, why is this man, this stranger, undressing me? Why is he touching me? Like, my mommy and daddy don't even touch me. You moved your hands to the top of her thighs, admiring how hairless, soft, and plump they were. How itty bitty and petite her whole body was. You moved her on to your lap, letting her straddle you in your lap, moving your hands up and down her soft back, her wiggling, trying not to laugh from being ticklish. It didn't matter, because the fact was is that you had a 4-year-old pussy, an ass right on top of your cock. I think you probably liked when she squirmed from being ticklish. You put your hands down her little panties in the back, gripping, groping her little 4-year-old ass in your hands while you kissed her neck, kissed her chest, feeling the tiniest little ass in your hand. Your fingertips grazing along that little kitty asshole that you were so eager to see and feel. And you couldn't wait, could you? You couldn't wait to get your hands in those sensitive places, the real naughty places that would absolutely get you thrown in jail. How legal it was. But like a real sex offender, you laid your little victim down, admiring how adorable she looked, laying there in just her little panties, the fear in her eyes, the uncertainty. And you took those panties and slowly peeled them off her. I'm sure you wanted to rip them off, but a part of you wanted to take your time, be methodical and slow, enjoying every moment of this 4-year-old forced sex. And when you first saw the image of a 4-year-old pussy right there in front of your face, I'm sure you wanted to dive in immediately, but you still took your time, getting up close to it, inhaling in that sweet scent of a 4-year-old pussy, taking your fingertips and just softly groping her mouth. Her puffy lips, they felt like marshmallows. And you spent a while worshiping those child pussy lips with your fingers. They were so plush, so soft like velvet, until you took your hands and opened her up, revealing the inner pinkness of her pussy and how she was so ticklish by this. Every touch on her little child pussy made her giggle, made her squirm. And it was adorable knowing that her little pussy being molested was ticklish. And that didn't stop you. You took your fingers and felt up and down her little slit. How warm it was. How delicate and soft it was. Enjoying the untouched vision of 4-year-old pussy, because you knew that in moments you were going to rape that pussy, ruin it, tear it open. So like a proper predator, you studied and adored it as it was untouched, taking your fingertip, pushing it in that little tiny hole. She really didn't like that, did she? That 4-year-old didn't know that something could go inside her little pee-pee. It was so tight. Just your fingertip barely fit inside of that little tiny hole. It was like a coin slot, only properly opened for just a coin. And you thought, I'm putting my cock there. It's a surprise you didn't take her right there. And then you wanted to study her little 4-year-old asshole. So you gently put her on her tummy, told her to be a good girl as you opened her legs, spread those soft hairless cheeks, and got a good glimpse, a nice stare into that 4-year-old asshole, how pink and tight it looked. You took your fingertip and grazed it along that asshole. Put your finger into your mouth to make it a little wet. And started to work it open. It was so tight, that 4-year-old asshole. It probably didn't want to open, did it? Felt impossible to push even your finger inside. And you could feel that tight ring opening up, gripping around you. And she really didn't like that, did she? You could hear her sniffling, trying to be brave as you molested her little asshole. Because at this moment, you knew she was scared of you. She was at least smart enough to know that she should be scared. And that made you throb, didn't it? And now it was the time to get that dick wet, wasn't it? You pulled her up off the bed. You laid down and you told her to get between your legs. As you laid on that bed, showed her her first adult cock that was rock hard. Because you, of course, were rock hard for that 4-year-old molesting her body like you were. You taught her to lick it. And you loved the feeling of her shy little licks. You could barely feel it. Her tiny little tongue, her not knowing to put a little bit of force behind it. But it still was the sexiest sight ever. Seeing a little 4-year-old lick your cock. And then you told her to put it in her mouth. Avoid getting her teeth on your cock or she would be in trouble. And she looked so scared, didn't she? So scared to put your cock head in her mouth because she's 4 years old. There's no way she's getting past that cock head on her own. Her eyes looked up at you, not wanting to disappoint you, not wanting to make you mad, as her little lips wrapped around your cock head. And you could tell she wanted to just get up and run, gag maybe. But those eyes, something about those innocent eyes, it turned on a switch for you, didn't it? Or maybe it was just the vision of such a sexy little 4-year-old with her mouth on your cock, the feeling of such a young, underage mouth wrapped around you. You didn't want to get too rough with her. But something made you grab the back of her head and push her down. Push her down deeper onto your cock, raping her mouth, hearing her choke and gag, watching her little body tense up. You probably even felt a little pee come out on your leg. She was scared. Choking, coughing, having your cock forced into her mouth. You calmed down somehow, didn't you? You were able to calm down a little because you knew you still had more holes to fuck and you really didn't want to get rough with her little tiny pussy. You didn't want to leave her and return her with a absolutely ruined pussy. I mean, she's 4 years old. So you got your shit together. Put her on the bed, spread her legs. And probably wanted to rape her hard just seeing her spread open like that. But you had self-control. You figured you'd take your time pushing into that 4-year-old's pussy. You'd put the tip of your cock right there between that slit. And even in that moment, you thought, there's no way I'm getting inside of there. There's no way. There was no pull to it. It was so tight, the tightest hole. You looked down and you spit a little bit, gave it a little bit of lube, and just kept pushing in, hearing her actually cry now, because an adult cock is not supposed to go inside of her. But you kept pushing. It felt like the more you pushed into that hole, like it would bust open, tear open. And that's what set you off, didn't it? You wanted to get inside of there. You wanted to rape a 4-year-old hard and brutally fuck her. Fuck her brains out. Rape her so hard she passed out on your cock. So you kept pushing and pushing. That tiny little body, those delicate itty-bitty chop pussy lips just wrapped around your cock impossibly wide. And you kept pushing and pushing in there, hearing her cry more and more, calling out for mommy and daddy as you violated her little hole. And eventually you saw that blood trickling, how you had ripped her open. or maybe torn through her hymen, either way, the sight of that little bit of blood trickling down your shaft made you push in deeper. And you could see your little belly bulge out a little bit with every thrust you made inside. And you didn't stop there. You turned her around and you raped her little asshole too, making her scream into the mattress. Because again, your cock is not supposed to go in such a tight fucking hole. And you watch that little ring slide wide open for your cock, impossibly wide, as she took it. You were bound and determined to rape her and make her take your cock and her bloody little ass. And that's right, her ass bled too, didn't it? From that pedophile inside of you that just needed to brutally rape and pound such a tiny 4-year-old little girl. And you came in every single hole, didn't you? You raped your cum deep inside of her, just thrilled with the idea that she had no fucking clue, that little 4-year-old, what that even meant. But all you knew is that her tight little hole felt so fucking good.